This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. That number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. Those other talk show hosts charge you for access to their websites, and we will give you for free what more than likely what they're charging you for at those other sites. So go and check it out. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. Now, joining you tonight, you have Ian and Mark as normal on Mondays, but things are a little bit different in the third chair. I want to welcome a special guest co-host, Carlos Morales. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Newer mover to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I think the last time we had you on was from the Liberty Forum, which I believe was pre your move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was actually, I went to the Liberty Forum, I looked around and thought, well, I need to be here instead. So about a month after the Liberty Forum, I decided to make the move out to New Hampshire.
Which was a huge decision because you had just moved previously, or not too long previously, to Asheville, North Carolina, in search of a Liberty community. And you must have been really blown away at Liberty Forum.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing to see. You know, I guess it was over 1,000 people at that event.
Was there that many?
You know what? I could be incorrect on the number, but I
have not heard. I don't know, Mark, if you've heard from any of the organizers. I know normally it like pans in the area of 500 to 700 or so.
Well, at least in New Hampshire, just knowing the amount of numbers of individuals who are libertarian. Leaning at least, was just really, really blew my mind away. And a big thing about the Free State Project that I guess doesn't get brought up enough by at least other people is how beautiful it is to have a great sense of community with like-minded individuals where you can go to, say, a meeting or something like that, say at a bar with 40 other people, and no one's going to look at you weird whenever you bring up, you know, maybe Obama's not the best kind of president. And you know what? Bush wasn't very good either.
So right.
You can, you know, to kind of move outside the right-left paradigm and instead go towards a more reasonable approach. Although
yeah.
Other people call it extreme.
And everybody's, right, and everybody within the group, typically in the Free State Project's already on board with those ideas. Now, there may be other issues on which they don't all agree, like, you know, what's the best way to raise a child or something like that. But for the most part, they generally agree that aggressing against people is unacceptable.
It's pretty insane that we have to move to another state to have more than 30 people around me say, yeah, killing and stealing is not really a good thing.
Yeah, it is insane, but
that's the reality.
That's the world we live in,
yeah.
And that's why Mark and I moved here in 2006. As part of the Free State Project, it's why over 15,000 people have pledged to make that very same move. You, and even though you just moved this year, you're still an early mover.
Yeah.
Anybody that moves now for the Free State Project is an early mover because we want to reach that 20,000 signer goal. We're at over 15,500 now, so we're on the way and getting there. I think we'll be there within the next 2 years, maybe sooner if things start to ramp up toward the end. But very exciting because then once the 20,000 is reached, then all those 20,000 have a 5-year window of time in which to make the move. So all of the things that you've seen here already and the wonderful community that we have, these are just the early birds. So it's really hard to imagine. It's hard to fathom what all will be possible when another, you know, 19,000 or 18,000 people make the move.
But you can kind of get a glimpse of it if you go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up near the end of June, the 22nd through the 29th.
And it's going to be your first one, right, Carlos?
No, this is actually my second Porkfest, although this will be the first time that I'm actually speaking at Porkfest.
Uh-huh.
So that's PORCFEST.com.
Yeah, we'll be there broadcasting live every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And that is a great excuse to come to New Hampshire and check it out during the summertime. See the beautiful White Mountains, incredibly beautiful place. Rogers Campground is where it takes place. And the price of the tickets has gone up. It's now $75 to get the entire week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I have heard, I don't know if this is true, I've heard that it'll be even more, maybe as much as $100 the day. You know, like if you just show up that week, if you don't buy the tickets in advance, you're going to pay the most. So you can still get your Porkfest tickets online through the end of this month at Porkfest, P-O-R-C. FEST.com. Now, New Hampshire isn't perfect. There are some problems, some big problems, but it's probably the freest place of the United States to live. though it's still interesting to look at what's going on in the other places and see, you know, how are certain things working? How about the marijuana legalization in Colorado? It's been on a lot of people's minds recently. And, you know, they of course, in 2012 voted with a referendum. Anyway, they voted to legalize cannabis in Colorado and Washington, and they put that into effect in Colorado earlier this year. And I actually have a story here, we can get into it here in a moment, about, you know, it's been a few months, let's look back. How's this going?
Yeah, I mean, we should hear about the fire in the streets, the, you know, the earth cracking wide open.
Right. What are the murder rates like now that marijuana is legal in Colorado? So we'll get into that here in a moment. Actually, we do have phone lines available to you at 855-450-FREE. But unfortunately, I have lost the connection to my phone server, so I don't know if our board operator is monitoring us actively. You're welcome to put Lot on the line. We did have Lot on from Michigan City. I have no way of actually putting him on at the moment. Normally, we have this little internet thing that'll allow us to do that for ourselves. So I'm not hearing Lot, so I'm guessing that means the board op is not paying attention to us at the moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Oh, he says the whole phone system just crashed, so that would be why. He is paying attention. It's just the hardware is broken. So let's jump into it, shall we, from Colorado.
You can still call on Skype. Our username is
true.
LRN.FM.
Thanks for the reminder there. We do have username LRN.FM on Skype. And in point of fact, we do have Aaron there as well. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. That was fast. I was calling about the other night when you guys were talking about predestination. Is it predeterminism and such?
Determinism, I think, was the word that was being discussed, this sort of idea that that everything is predetermined as far as what happens and that, you know, what you do is based on the experiences that you've had and that you couldn't possibly make another choice. You have to pick whatever it is that you pick.
I wasn't around for this discussion that I recall. I don't recall this discussion.
Yeah, I think it was Friday night.
So I guess I would ask, who's making the determinations here? Is this sort of a genetic determinism, or are we talking about sort of God deciding who's determined, what's determined, and what is it?
I guess it would depend who you ask.
Yeah, they were talking, I guess on Friday they were talking about being an atheist and also being a person who believes in free choice. But I guess my discussion was about how that's possible. I guess I see a contradiction there, that if you believe that all that is physical and the physical laws, then how can you also believe that you're not governed by the same physical laws that, say, a ball rolling down a hill is?
Well, it also has to do with the neurology. There's a number of different neurologists who speak about the issue of free will. And, of course, so there's nothing that really exists outside of genes, environment, and the experiences that we've had, right? There's no, like, there's no extra soul or something in there. I mean, or at least that's my statement in regards to that. So,
right.
So I'm the local atheist here in this
you
community.
You would be the atheist in this room.
In this room right now. So when it comes to the topic of free will, though, it is a rather complicated subject. My issue in regards to many determinists is that they still use terminology that people who are free will proponents use. So they say, like, well, because of determinism, we should choose to do these other things or think about things in a different way, which is that's the kind of statements that someone who believes in actual free will would make. So I guess the terminology is really the issue here.
I like to think about it like atoms with electrons. You have a probability that an electron is going to exist at any one given point. Certain things are more likely than others. And I think with people, it's the same way. When you approach an issue, you have a more likely choice and a less likely choice. And maybe some options are just exceedingly small, so you completely disregard them. But then the question becomes, even in quantum mechanics, whether or not you believe there is an underlying order to it, whether or not there's laws that govern it at a fundamental level, that whether or not you can understand in any better terms than what's most likely to happen, whether or not you believe that there is something that governs it all in an absolute way.
Well, whenever you're talking about repeatability and probability is basically all we're going on. We're not for sure of many different things. We just kind of live off of basic assumptions, day-to-day things. So we know that if we drop something, it's most likely going to fall. So we're just running on probability.
That's a pretty high probability, whereas it seems like free will, there's a much larger chance of chaos in, you know, somebody, you know, given in a certain circumstance.
Well, are you saying, Aaron, I'm still not clear on what your position is, so if you want to hang on, we can bring you back here in a moment. Are you saying that there are certain things that if you knew all of them, you would be able to predict someone's choice?
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toka Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also reach us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Carlos.
And Mark.
Carlos Morales joining us from Truth Over Comfort. What is that, Carlos? It's a radio show, right?
Yeah, it's a YouTube and radio show. We basically go into a number of different topics, generally libertarian-oriented. A lot of it also revolves around my prior work as a Child Protective Services investigator.
Yes, you've got a lot of, I'm sure, interesting stories to tell there. And truthovercomfort.net, is it a weekly show?
Yeah, it's weekly.
Is there a certain day that it's produced? Is it streamed live, or is it only to podcast?
It's basically, the YouTube show is streamed live, but for the most part, it's just once a week, usually Monday or Tuesday.
So how long have you been doing it?
I started off as a show called The Renegade Variety Hour, and that was back last February, actually. So I guess it's been a little over a year.
Very cool. So truthovercomfort.net for more of Carlos. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we've got Aaron back with us on Skype. Aaron, you had brought up the issue of determinism. And I guess I'm not really sure what your perspective was on it. It sounded like you might have thought that given enough input, given enough knowledge about, whatever it is that has influenced a person in their lives, that you would be able to predict what they choose in any given instance, or what? Can you clarify where you come from?
That's oversimplifying it, I guess, a little. Like computers work in a binary system where it's all discrete variables, either this or this, whereas human mind sort of functions in a fuzzy logic where it doesn't always come up with the optimum response. But so therefore you see this kind of randomness. You have a more likely choice and a less likely choice. But everybody's nature drives their choices. So at some level, Mark's nature determines that he loves liberty and that he's not going to want to put someone in a cage. The likelihood that he's going to throw someone in jail for smoking a doobie on his property is really unlikely, but it's not impossible. So how is that different than determinism, I guess? In order for me to believe in free choice, I have to believe that at some fundamental level I can choose to change my fundamental nature,
mm-hmm.
and I don't see any mechanism within myself that I could change the driving force of who I am. And why I would want to do that.
Well, individuals change all the time, though. So when I was, 16 years old, I was a nearly obese Christian Howard Dean lover. And now, I lost 130 pounds. I'm an atheist who has a penchant for reading Ayn Rand. So, individuals change all the time.
And now I'm a panentheist.
But did you change yourself from within, or was it external stimuli that changed you over time?
It's really hard to be able to tell, and I couldn't tell you that right now.
Well, I know that it's an internal change when somebody decides they're going to change their religious belief system. That's a pretty big internal thing. I mean, you may have been influenced by information you collected or an experience that you had, which, of course, you could argue was external. But ultimately, you only come to a major conclusion like that by whatever internal processes, right?
What seems true is that a person is likely to do what they're likely to do, and that they're unlikely to do what they're unlikely to do, but that you can't determine whether or not, with any kind of, with veracity, I guess, what they will and won't do.
So then you would say determinism is bunk.
I believe in free will. I've spent time thinking about this, and maybe if I sat down and really studied it, but not only do I find it to be, to me, I just find the whole idea so abhorrent that I don't even want to study it. Like, I just, no, that's how I feel about it. Are you kidding me? That is not true. Now, I've read a little bit, and I've heard the case, I've heard a case made, but it's just like, everything in me recoils against this information. So I've got this, got this bias that I just want to confirm so badly. I don't even like to talk about it.
It seems to go against the purpose. I mean, it seems to go against life, the idea that it would all just be predetermined, that everything is predictable, and that you're not actually choosing things, that you're only being given the illusion of choice. And
I didn't say you're not choosing. I said that your choices are based on an immutable self, that you're designed, that you are who you are based on your birth and the way you were raised and the external stimuli.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you're free to choose whatever you want. But that's kind of a moot point, because what you want is already determined.
Yeah, pretty much.
So wait, are you saying that what I want today was determined, but if it was different from
what happened yesterday and earlier today in your whole life?
Yeah, basically the environments, the genetics, and the external stimuli end up kind of breaking down the person that you are right now.
Not that we know necessarily what those things are and could determine what people would do in a given circumstance.
Not yet.
Right.
So let me ask you this. My opinion's changed, and Carlos mentioned it here. I mean, my opinion has changed on issues over time, and, you know, in that circumstance, how does environment and, you know, external stimuli and my personal history, you know, work into that? I mean, because at some point then, you know, my whole motivations change when my opinion changes on certain subjects.
I think usually you can break someone's fundamental beliefs down to really, really basic fundamental assumptions. And that over time you try and develop what you do to in order to optimize accomplishing what you want. So maybe what you had previously were contradictory beliefs. So there's people out there that believe in the state, and they also believe that people shouldn't die for whatever reasons. And they're contradictory views. And that's why people, over time, they decide which one is more valuable to them, and then they change their mind in order to have a self-consistent mind.
Yeah, you're using words like change and think about and everything else, which are all assuming that this person has at least some kind of choice behind it, which is a free will argument.
It's a choice to do what they want.
Yeah.
And it's like, but they still have to weigh all those choices. And what are they weighing it against but who they are physically, genetically, mentally, from birth? You start out with a blank slate.
No.
Your very first choices are based on some physical aspect of who you were designed to be genetically, or created, where you became to exist genetically.
You know, I mean, it's hard to argue this. I guess, you know, I think I have free will, and it feels like I have free will.
Absolutely.
But, you know, at the same time, yeah, you're right. Pretty much, if somebody knew me well enough, and that would be pretty well, they would be able to guess what I'm going to do in a given circumstance. It's kind of the claim of a character witness in a court case. Well, you know, would this person do this? Well, no, they would never do that. He's a quiet guy. You know, the character.
Yeah, but the people who talk about, like, the individuals who are always interviewed after somebody murders another person.
They're always wrong.
He was always really nice. I never saw that coming.
Yeah, they're never lying. You know, my issue with the determinism thing is maybe the logic is solid that it is. Determinism is true and everything else. My main issue is usually determinists, like, say, our atheist pal, Sam Harris, who's basically a proponent of the NWO no other terms, as far as basically stating every single thing is predetermined, therefore we need a court system that does this, this, and this, and this is why we need to do this, this, and this. So basically he's stating everyone is deterministic except him.
Hey, thanks, Aaron, for the call. Yep. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype, as Aaron did. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we'll continue and get to the story when we get a chance about Colorado. You know, we're over 3 months into this whole legalization thing, so how's it going? Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you get new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you would like. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username that you can connect to is lrn.fm. Send a contact request first. If you don't do that, you can't call. So send the contact request. It will be approved, and then it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype. You can also connect with us online at freetalklive.com, as well as other listeners. There's a variety of different interactive options on the website. Now, when you're online, privacy should be a concern, especially now in this post-Snowden world where we now know for sure that the government can snoop on pretty much everything that you're doing online, and it's almost a guarantee that your internet service provider is doing that very same snooping. They're likely keeping records of every website that you visit, every search term that you enter. These records can be kept for up to 5 years in some cases, and you can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that wherever you're going and whatever you're doing will no longer be known to your internet service provider. Therefore, it will no longer be logged by them. And ProXPN doesn't keep logs of your internet surfing habits. So go and hook up with ProXPN. You can use software that they've made for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. And if you're a Linux user, setup's a little bit different for you. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started with their free account right now and then later upgrade to the premium package. And you can get 20% off with our discount code, which is FTL20. That breaks the price down to $5 a month when you buy the annual package. And if you want to save even more on the annual package, just pay with Bitcoin over at proxpn.com/FTL. Don't forget our discount code FTL20 for 20% off for the lifetime of your account. With the premium package, you'll get unlimited bandwidth. You'll also have different servers around the world to which you can connect, and premium users can privately torrent, which is a very valuable feature of ProXPN. For those of you that are interested in doing torrenting, you can do it privately, because normally if you're torrenting, your IP address is out there for everybody on that torrent to take a look at, including the, you know, the various copyright holders of the world. So keep that in mind. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and protect yourself with ProXPN. There is, by the way, a 7-day risk-free money-back guarantee. Let's go to the phones. Lot, who has been waiting patiently, is with us. We had a phone system crash earlier. Lot, thanks for coming back with us. You're on the air. And, by the way, listening in Michigan City to WIMS.
Well, thank you very much, Ian, Mark, Carlos, namaste, brothers. Aaron, namaste. Thank you for your input. I really appreciated it, and it gave me an opportunity to kind of correlate what he was talking about in the sense of what my topic was. And he is right to an extent, I'd have to say. There are decisions that we choose to do that are predetermined already, but that's because we've predetermined them already through the environment, the experiences that we obtain from the moment we are quote-unquote born to the time of now. We go through different variances and events, and what we choose and how we choose to handle those events at that time frame basically sends in breaks open a pathway, and it kind of holds it in. So the next time you experience it, you have an opportunity to change the way that you respond to it, or you will go into the same pattern that you had done previously, because your body will ultimately likes to flow in the least resistance. So yes, when we make choices now, we do things unconsciously because of how we've gone about them in our past. But here's the best part, and this is why life is a dream. The reason why is because we can wake up from the nightmare at any time that we choose. We just have to acknowledge what that nightmare, quote unquote, is. So, like for me, I'm a smoker. I'm not proud of it, but you know what? I've done it, and I associate it with things, whatever my reasoning is, but I'm at a point to where I'm like, okay, it's time to give it up. I'm becoming aware of why I'm doing it. I'm becoming, through the associations that I have predetermined in my past, becoming aware of it, raising my conscious level of my problem, and ultimately I'm on my way of working through it. Now, I know that this procedure works because through other events in my life, which I'm going through a separation, I've been through a lot of different events, being in the service, doing just amount of all those things.
Wait, is this dream metaphorical or literal?
Yeah, this is a poetic dream, right? I mean,
because it's very sexy sounding if it's metaphorical. If you mean it by literally, I mean, it's a little.
Obviously, you're not waking up to the non-smoker you are, right?
Yeah.
Right. No. It is very metaphorical because ultimately everything, it has to be, because everything that we come to accept as our own truth is only information that has been passed by us. And when we feel about it, we feel that we're right. Now, either A, we're really feeling what it means to be quote-unquote true, or we're just taking the assumption that the individual, because my father told me or the man with this doctorate degree told me, so it must be right. They must not be trying to prove me in the wrong direction. But that's the wrong way of going about it. Find truth, metaphorically and ultimately literally, you have to feel it. Feel what it feels to you, what it feels, and it feels right. And that's how
someone can feel that they don't have cancer, but they still have cancer. There are objective standards in regards to truth. We make logic statements, and we can figure out whether or not they're true based off of their consistency, probability, and whether or not there's evidence for those things to be true. It's not just a matter of, that's not a table. It's a unicorn.
Feel like they have the truth, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't be going along the path that they are. People that support the state feel that that's the right thing to do. It's the way that society needs to be organized. That this is, this is appropriate. The people that believe various different religions all believe that they have the truth, and they probably feel as though it's the truth. Whatever their reason is for feeling that, maybe it is that they were told by daddy or mommy that that was the truth, and that's their reason for feeling that way. But I don't know if feelings are enough to really determine.
Well, no, and authority figures love using the idea of feeling or there being alternate truths or anything else because it gives away all the power away from the individual. So the only person who can really tell you the truth is the authority figure, which is kind of like faith-based thinking in the worst kind of way.
But that's only if you allow to the authority to, regardless of whatever it is that they try to push on you to sway to their direction, you can ultimately stand up and be stronger than that. And I've experienced that myself. I've had my own boss come to me screaming at my face. And I turned around and looked at him and I was like, you know, there's no reason to be yelling. I'm a man. I'm not a dog. I'm not a slave. If you want something done, you can talk to me just in the form of fashion we are. You don't have to scream at me. You don't have to yell at me. And I hold that regard to each individual I come across because I don't like being yelled at. I feel as if using those emotions to persuade a conversation is affecting the ultimate free will of an individual, which I believe is the ultimate sin because we do have free will. We have the choice to do whatever.
You're going all over the place, man. we're going from like what does truth mean to like smoking cigarettes to your boss isn't a very nice guy. To free will, I'm a little...
I don't know. The way you're using free will, I would say you have... you're talking about rights. It sounds like rights theory to me as opposed to free will. I mean, you have the right not to be yelled at because you get to choose whether or not you're going to associate with that person.
Yeah, we live off the assumption essentially that there is free will because there's really kind of no other choice as to doing it. Whether or not there is free will, whenever we decide to judge a specific action that occurs and then try to best figure out from there. It doesn't really matter if free will exists or not. We're living off the assumption no matter what.
Well, see, that's where people, you make the assumption to judge, whereas if you choose not to judge, if you just observe that which is and allow it to be is, not how you feel about it.
Yeah, if there's like a child molester who's having sex with kids, I'm going to choose to judge him as a child molester and try to get him out of society as quickly as possible. I don't care if something, I mean, it's terrible if something happened to him earlier on that caused him to do that. But for the time being, the most important thing to do is to judge the situation as it is and then try to reprimand or fix it as quickly as possible.
Well, I think I see kind of where you're coming from, Lot, with your statement there that it's a very Buddhist-sounding kind of statement being, you know, dispassionately sort of connected or disconnected from what is, but at the same time you can still have that understanding but also still take action, right, when you see a wrong being committed.
Well, of course, because I'm not saying that you're not judging. Okay, somebody commits an action. Every individual should be held accountable for the actions in which they choose because we all have that choice. If you choose to do something that hurts somebody else, such as child molestation, such as murder, yes, there's a consequence ultimately you should pay for. Should I take your life? No, that's not for me to judge. You have a lot more suffering to go through. But you should be held accountable. I believe every individual.
That much is true. And Lot, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. So, for instance, we've ended up having this sort of esoteric conversation about determinism and other things like that. You're welcome to comment on these things or bring up whatever you want here, 855-450-FREE. Also, still to come, we'll talk about Colorado legalization of marijuana here now a few months into it. How is it going? PolicyMike.com has an analysis. So your thoughts are certainly welcome here. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And we go continuing with your phone calls here. Just want to also remind you to shop with Free Talk Live. When you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, there's Amazon links there. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Very simple. Same great Amazon, same huge selection, all the reviews that you're used to, everything you're used to, the great prices, the free Super Saver shipping, it's all the same. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So start your shopping, and it makes a big start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. It does make a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you. We've got Robert on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Carlos, and Mark.
Carlos, I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask you, please.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back for you to have to leave the Department of Child Welfare?
Child Protective Services. Yeah, essentially there was so many different cases that I was dealing with that were basically based around the presupposition that a parent who's using marijuana cannot be a good parent whatsoever. And there's a strikingly high amount of removals that occur because of that.
So this was the official position of the bureaucracy.
In fact, 85% of all removals within the United States that lead to foster homes are not for physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. They are for something called negligence. And negligence in the vast majority of those cases is drug use.
So smoking a joint means you can't take care of a kid.
Absolutely. So in a particular case that ended, it ended up with a mom getting shot. And so after that, I was just like, you know, I can't morally stay in this agency any longer, because to act morally would be antithetical to the principles that run Child Protective Services and the incentive structure of it.
Yeah, there was a story out where a child was removed from its home and for the, you know, pot smoking, and ended up being killed in a foster home. And, you know, it's really, this is tough stuff. What did you say the percentage of removals were for marijuana?
Oh, well, there's not a straight up thing on it. There's 85% of all removals are for something called negligence. A vast majority of those are for drugs. In fact, In Colorado and California, as we're bringing up Colorado, places where they've legalized marijuana, right? Especially in the case of California, because you have to get a license, right? So they'll use that marijuana license as proof that you are negligent to your children,
even though you're legal.
Yeah, because they can actually get you for, like, you're using pharmaceutical drugs, right? Even if you're legally allowed to use them, they can say, well, you're abusing them in some way, so we'll go ahead and remove your kids.
Were you in California? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
I was in Texas, but so through truthovercomfort.net, you can go to the website, and I do a lot of advocacy work. So I help out families in different states everywhere mm-hmm. who are having legal issues. And the case you brought up earlier where there was a child that was removed from a cannabis, someone who's pro-cannabis, and their kid ended up dying in foster care. That happened in Austin, Texas, but I can give you 1,000 other cases where things like that happen all the time. And the statistics regards to foster homes are just devastating at how dangerous these foster homes really are.
There's question number one, Robert. Number two?
Yeah, my other question is that was there ever a case at all that you knew that the person was clearly not guilty that you just went ahead and forward on with?
No, not in my particular cases. I knew of other people who did it, but mentioning names is never a good idea.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
It's easy to compromise in those circumstances, though. I mean, it's like you're, you know, what do you, because he used the term no. And what do you know?
I'm going to be interviewing a woman pretty soon who, in another state, managed to sue Child Protective Services and won for $9.5 million.
Wow.
Well,
over what?
Every single one of the caseworkers who worked on the case was found for liable. Right, they were just lying through their teeth through this entire case. There was a bunch of different corruption because apparently the husband in the case knew people and the caseworkers and everything else like that. Guess what happened to the caseworkers who were found liable?
Nothing.
They all became supervisors. They all moved up, and this is absolutely disgusting. They stuck this child in a place where they were routinely drugged and molested in the foster home. We're talking seriously terrible situations.
And what was the alleged problem with the home that they were removed from?
Negligence. Yeah,
so it could have been a pot smoker.
Yeah, exactly.
And negligence, generally not as bad as molestation.
Yeah,
no doubt. Now, what's the motivation for these agents? I mean, obviously in a case where the agents know one of the parents and are doing them a favor, there's that motivation. But generally, if an agent doesn't know the family and they take a child who you would say should not have been taken, the parents were good. Is it, does the agency get paid more based on the amount of children they seize?
Yeah, so the caseworker is a little bit different, but as far as the agency is concerned, there's a huge incentive, right? So, say in Texas, right, the agency gets $4,000 to $6,000 extra subsidization for every single child that was removed from a home and placed in a foster home.
It's $4,000 to $6,000.
$1,000.
$4,000 to $6,000 per
each kid.
What period of time?
All you need is the number that you had the removal.
Okay.
So from there, though, then the foster home, of course, has the incentive to keep them there longer and longer, and more workers get brought in for every single new investigation that comes up. So they, you know, they don't really care whether or not the case is true or false, in as much as they want to continue to get in revenue. It's just kind of how the incentive structure is.
So why don't they just remove a child for a day and then put them back in, and then they get all this money? You know, just...
Oh, well, I guess that would be too easy. Okay. Bureaucracies have to be way more confusing
all
than
right.
that. Yeah. No, and as far as that's concerned, though, when it gets to the foster home situation, I did a speech called Foster Homes Where Good Children Go to Die, and in foster homes, children are 6 times more likely to die than if they stayed in an abusive household. And that was, you can find all the research, by the way, on truthovercomfort.net.
Wow. 6 times more likely to die in a foster home than in an abusive household.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's the situations where they're being removed for abuse. And abuse isn't neglect, right?
Yes.
So in 85% of cases...
No, excuse me. No, they did not break down the... that's including the neglect charges in this particular case.
Gotcha.
That'd be really hard to be able to break down. But still, 6 times, that's...
It's huge. I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, that is a crazy number. And they are 7 to 8 times more likely to be abused in a foster home than in the regular household, right? So in comparison to, say, a normal household, they're 7 to 8 times more likely to be abused in a foster home. Hmm. They're also, yeah,
but many times they're taken for abuse.
Yes.
And then put in a place where there are 7 to 8 times
more likely.
Where did you get that statistic? I just want to know where these come from.
Your
footnotes are at truthovercomfort.com.
Yeah, I have
.net.
There's like 40 different sources that I have.
Okay, I shouldn't be asking you for footnotes. I should just direct people to where to go.
Yeah, do the research, Mark. It's there for you.
Gotcha. Yeah, I try to do every single bit of work. Because the thing is, a lot of these facts are incredibly startling. And
yeah, that's startling.
Yeah, and that's the name of the show.
A child that has been removed from their home is 7 to 8 times as likely to be abused at a foster home as the home from which they were removed is a startling fact.
Yeah. And they're also more likely to be put on one of our fun little things called psychotropic drugs. They're actually 3 times more likely to be put on psychotropic drugs than children in the same economic level. So impoverished kids are usually
the ones. A child in a foster home, you mean?
Yeah, a child in the foster home. So here's the thing. Foster homes are granted more money for every single diagnosis a child has, right?
Okay.
Now, for a paralyzed kid, that makes sense, right? Because, you got to bring them to the hospital, you got to do
money.
Lower,
yep.
Right? But in this particular case, it can mean a mental diagnosis, right?
So oppositional defiance disorder?
Yeah,
ADHD,
Ian's got that.
Bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, insomnia. I knew six-year-old kids who were on 6 psychotropic drugs.
Oh,
and 7-year-old kids who were on more than 7 psychotropic drugs. These kids were zombified. They were totally wrecked when I met them. And it was horrendous. And, of course, you have really high suicide numbers in these foster homes, too, which is not going to be helped by the abusive situation, plus they've been removed from their parents. By the way, here's some SSRIs that make you more likely to want to kill yourself on top of it.
And the diddling, right? Didn't you say that there was diddling involved, too?
Diddling?
Diddling.
Diddling.
As in molestation.
Molestation.
Oh, that's not funny. I don't like the word. yeah.
All right.
Having sex with children. We should use the words that are actually there because they need to be exactly put as the words they are.
Gotcha.
And it is absolutely atrocious. And another...
But that's going to make you want to kill yourself, too.
Yes. It's all going to make you want to kill yourself, essentially. And they're more likely... children in foster homes are more likely to get PTSD than veterans of war and less likely to recover from it.
Wow.
Shocking.
So it's just a tremendously evil situation. And when I hear people say, well, I know the foster home is really bad, but the situation they were in was worse. I'm like, have you ever even been to a foster home? And do you know anything about the parent? I'm guessing no on both of those because I've been out there. I've been in the field and I've seen these parents.
It's faith-based, belief in government. That's all.
That's what it is.
So true. We'll come back with more. You can discuss whatever happens to be on your mind. Plus, we'll have a little 3-month retrospective on Colorado. How's it been going with the whole legalization thing? Policy Mike has some thoughts that we can bring back here in a moment. Hour number 2 is on the way. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And what's the Federal Reserve think about Bitcoin? Mark's got a story about that. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing 3-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.